untapped talent on cliffcentral.com.
Welcome to it. It's a Friday. I'm telling you, if you ever need any sort of motivation in your life, just listen to Untapped Talent, because it's always on a Friday. And it's like, I'm going to dub it the pre-weekend show, because you know you're going to be in a good time. And you know your brain is not at work. You may be sitting at your office desk right now. You may be stuck in traffic, but your brain is not there. You're like, where am I this weekend? Who am I seeing? Where am I turning up? It's all about that. But welcome to it. Thank you so much for having me on. My name is Siya Sangwenifin, and this is Untapped Talents. We talk to young, awesome people every single week who are just being their cool, awesome selves. And so this week is no exception whatsoever. So I just thought, I don't think I'm that cool enough, but I know people who are cool and who are going to tell me all about being cool and who are just going to make this show cool. So this week, I'm not running alone in studio. I just have somebody who's just incredible in her own right. And she's going to be my guest co-host this morning. So good morning.
Good
you want
morning.
To introduce yourself to people who don't know who you are? And then you'll be like, why do you not know my awesomeness?
I'm Jenny the General.
Okay.
Yeah, people are sleeping on that. Yeah. You know, people are sleeping on that. No, they should know, but they will know in time.
Hey, yes.
You can't rush people. It's only February. You know?
Yeah, so they must just...
Some people are still like compliments at this point. Like, it's like, no, are you going to say compliments until... Are you going to say compliments until March? What's happening?
If you're seeing the person for the first time this year, it's compliments.
No, it's happy 2016. It's not compliments.
Oh, okay,
happy 2016. How's it treating you? But compliments, no, man.
We're
you can only
that.
Say that until like the 15th of January, and then you actually just playing with me.
Well, Jenny, thank you so much for stopping by this morning. You're going to be my co-host today.
I'm so excited.
This is going to be mess.com. That's what it's going to be.
I told you, it's just a conversation in the kitchen between, like, you know.
So you're going to lay it all out. Just honestyandtruth.com.
The truth will set you free. Amen.
So Jenny, you and I are just chilling in studio this morning, and then a little later, we'll be chatting to a young performer who goes by the name of Lee Roberts.
I had 2 minutes with Lee, and he's a turner. I can't wait.
Everything aside,
he
you know,
is
his,
such a turner.
His performances and what he's talented in, you can put all of that aside. He's good at turning up.
Yeah, I know he's a turn up. Like, okay. In 3 minutes, I was like, woo, 0 to 100 real quick.
That's going to be a problem.
No, I think, I'm not sure what I you know, just like, you can see, yo, the drama. Yeah.
Well, we aren't doing this alone. If you also want to catch in on the conversation, you can always tweet us at cliffcentral.com or at @C_SF, or you can always send us a message on our WeChat official account. It's Cliff Central. Just type connect and then message to show, and your message will pop up in front of a screen right in front of me. So let's get it started. Officially, this is Untapped Talent.
Untapped Talent on cliffcentral.com.
All right, so Jenny, before we get started with all of this mess, I just want to get to know more of you. So where does Jenny come from? What's her vibe? What's she interested in? And how does she land up with a passion for radio?
So Jenny is basically... I hate speaking in the third person. It's so weird.
I love it. I think
I'm from Pretoria.
It makes me more feel more glorified.
Like, important, because you said to me biography, and I was like, Mom.
Yes.
What are this? What are you talking about?
When E calls you for an E True Hollywood story one day, you must have all of these things prepared.
No. It will be prepared, but I'll have somebody doing it. It's just by us.
Okay.
You know, we you need to visualize that, you know, maybe I'm just, you know, the art. And someone else has to make sense of it. I'm the crazy. Someone else needs to make sense of it. I don't know.
Got it.
So I'm from Pretoria. Mm-hmm. And, I've, you know, I guess I was always that drama girl, choir girl, and then debating, public speaking. I was, you know, national debating. And I was just like, you know what? I actually want to do this. But my dad, okay, so I have a, you know, parents who are like doctors. He's like, so I'm like, I think I'm going to study journalism. He's like, that's not a job.
I also faced that as well with my parents, where initially I thought I would want to go into journalism. They're like,
that's not a job.
And then what do you do?
Awkward.
What else do you do?
It got so awkward, because at that point in time, I was reading Drama Magazine. I was like, but what are these people? Don't they get paid for this? You know, I was probably like 12 at that time. So, I grew up sort of saying, I'm going to go and do whatever it is my parents want me to do.
Uh-huh.
I started with a BSc in Mathematical Sciences at Tux.
I'm gonna do whatever it is
they want me to do, and then after that, I'll just go and be Oprah. That's what I told myself.
Yes,
but first year mathematical sciences there towards end of the year. First of all, half my friends were like, "You can't come back because those marks, you know.
Oh my.
Yeah, it was awkward. And then I was alone. And then I was like, oh, mom, I hate my life. And fortunately, at that point, she had specialized in psychiatry. She's like, oh, you're going to go into depression. I played that card.
Oh, so she was analyzing.
I was like, mom, do you want me to be depressed? Yeah. I feel like I'm depressed already. It's not my passion. What do you want to do? Why don't you try PR?
Yeah.
Something, but with a big com twist so that you can fall back on. What is media? And I'm like, listen, you don't understand. I'm going to make it work. Watch.
Yes.
So then I did TV and film production.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go after? Open Window?
Yeah, Open Window.
Well, I've heard about that in Pretoria. Centurion Vibe.
Yeah, Centurion Irene. Mm-hmm. I go there and then right after that, I applied for an internship at YFM. They hadn't gotten my application.
Was this like through the Y Academy?
Yes.
Yeah.
They hadn't gotten my application and I heard someone speaking on the phone to Mo Flavor at the moment, at the time. And he was just like, yeah, well, you know, I had a great interview. And then I emailed Canton Pillay.
So like, you go straight for the head.
Yeah,
basically.
I was like, you know what? Yes. This is not going to work for me. Dear. See you. And then I wrote him a whole link, you know. Uh-huh. And in the link, I sort of say, yeah, some girl is calling in saying that she didn't get her opportunity to, you know, audition for Y Academy, but more about that after the break or whatever. After an hour, got a call from the trainer people, and then I was on. I was put on, and then I stayed there for 2 years.
How did that go? What did they take you through?
Well, you just basically get an interview. I don't know because people had panel interviews. Me and another girl didn't have like normal entry into Y Academy.
Okay.
She was
You were
bound.
Just pushing.
Yeah, so I was just like, I'm going to bang this door down. You guys, you don't even know me. So another friend, she was spotted at a restaurant in Cape Town by the CEO. And then I was just like, dear sir, I think you need to get your life because I have not received my, you know. And then I was there for 2 years. And then, I moved on. I tried out ANN 7.
Okay. When was this? Okay. Because whenever I think of ANN 7, I need like a time frame.
Let me give you context. I was still in the newsroom at YFM when the channel went live. So and we were those right people at laughing at them.
Exactly.
We were those people laughing at them at YFM.
Because I'm like, slowly but surely, now they aren't, let's be kind, ANN 7 isn't as bad as it was initially. Because they had...
You should have seen me work.
I was bad.
I was bomb. I mean, I'm just saying.
They had models as news anchors, like, people who couldn't read the autocue. Like, it was just 1 + 1 = 3.
You know what was awkward
wrong.
For me? What was awkward for me, Sia, is that in wardrobe, I had no size. So they had to get me special clothes because I wasn't that size.
As in they...
ANN 7. Yeah, me. Like, I wasn't the size.
And they knew you were going... On TV.
Yeah, so then...
But they did not prepare adequately.
No, they didn't have sizes because all the clothes that were in the wardrobes were all for models. And then I come...
And you're on...
My beefy self.
Okay.
Well, there's a bit of beef on these hips. They don't lie.
Huge. You're just an average woman. For them to have been... Okay.
Size-wise. Yeah. Not otherwise.
Yes, girl. Snap your fingers. I mean, they must get it right. Okay. So what did you do at ANN 7?
I was a newsreader. Mm-hmm. I was a news anchor. I stayed for as long as I could. And then I just moved on to the world of chicken.
Might just ask you a question. What was like that final straw for you?
Can I be honest?
Yes.
They were challenging scripts, you know?
Okay.
I don't want to go into that before I get like blasted, you know? They were challenging scripts. If you're going to get your workforce from another country, I'm not going to mean it.
Okay.
And then like scripts.
Maybe
like,
a country with an Asian influence.
Yeah, sort of like Orient something.
Yes.
Okay, no, anyway. So then I had to come in early, fix my scripts, and then fine. Okay, that was okay. I got in the groove of that. But most challenging was like how things run there, you know? Like, okay, my contract has lapsed. What's going to happen? Can you fix that for me? Oh, okay, it's going to take a while. And I was just like,
yeah,
I can't do this. I can't, you know, that's anxiety. That's something that causes anxiety for me. Like, I don't know whether you're going to pay me at the end of the month.
Shucks.
And you can easily be like, no, you weren't contracted anymore. But I was still working. You know, it was just too much. I needed stability. The types of contracts. Yeah, I mean, like, I've read quite a few open letters by people who've left there. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, other departments. I thought I was, like, struggling. But, you know, other departments is like, you know what? You don't pay us. It's a lot. And obviously, you know...
And
sort
for
of...
you, and for you, someone who's just has the passion for people and communication, it's really, I don't want to be all fluffy and Shakespeare-ish, but at the end of the day, you're just an artist. You're very creative. You want to express yourself. And then these formalities and whatnot come in place where you're just like, ugh, is it really worth it?
Really?
Did you ever get to a point where you were doubting yourself? Like, is it really worth all the stress and the effort?
I tell you what, the doubt game started probably after Y, because that didn't, you know, end so great either. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you find yourself just like, but Lord, is it really, like, I mean, this is my life.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it was a funny thing. As an intern, somebody, one of the DJs, I won't mention any names.
But I know you can see them in your head right now. And you're like, if I see you in a dark
that day, I'm remembering. So he says to us, me and a friend of mine, do you really want to stay at YFM? After your internship, we're like, yeah. Do you really want to stay? You really want to know what you must do to stay? And we're like, yes, tell us. He's like, you must laugh. I was like,
excuse me now?
What? So what now? Come again? You know, it was so very awkward. And then he laughs. It's a joke.
Let's explain that. Let's explain what laughter means. And I want you to do the honors.
I can't deal with Duncan over there. His facial expression.
Yeah, because Duncan wants to know. Duncan in the production booth wants to know who was this DJ. But
I'm not going to say
exactly
a word about that.
Let's not name and shame in that way.
But to laughter means that you must give it up to someone. Mm. You must give it up to somebody in the right place, you know?
And that's not... Yeah.
And that's just not... It depends. It's worked for some people. Mm. And look, hey, do you, boo-boo.
Yeah. But let's just have... I want to have a bigger conversation around this because I feel like it's so important. So many young people out there in this country are passionate. They're driven. They are ambitious and hungry. And they have their dreams. But the realities don't match the expectations they have in their head.
Yeah.
So they get into, you know, the industry, and finally, after you've been knocking on doors and you've been sending out CVs, you get there and people are cold to you. Some people may hate you and some people may not believe in you. What still kept you driven and motivated to go after your dreams?
Listen, I'm going to be Jopra, and like, it's written in the stars. It's
Jane
done.
Oprah. Yes.
You know, I'm going to be Jopra, and that's that. And, you know, it's not any amount of anything, really. It's just that I understand this thing of positive energies and positive thinking and you know, law of attraction, and you are like what you meditate on. You are what you meditate on. And I just feel like what looks like luck to some people.
Mm-hmm.
I was literally here the other day and I accompanied a friend coming to get the details. Coming to get the details of somebody who I can speak to. I admit, your commander-in-chief.
Yes.
He had come to one of our agency things, talking WeChat.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, you know what? You said open call. And then I sent Damien at... He's like, first of all, that's the problem. You were emailing the wrong person. And I was like, okay, cool. No, fair enough. So you need to email Sia at Cliff Central. Okay, fine. And then I sort of got sidestepped by another radio opportunity, but a corporate radio gig.
Yeah.
And that day I was just like, okay, 2016 is the year I'm gonna try out.
Mm-hmm.
I came with a friend here, accompanied her. Somebody was stuck on William Nicol and Kat was not having it. She's like, oh my gosh,
Kat was just, yeah,
who goes via William Nicol, man? I mean, traffic is bad, it's bad. Ugh. Hey, say, do you want to join the panel? And
yes.
I'm like, okay. You know, and it was the weirdest experience. I came in here shaking like, God, are you being weird? Are you being funny?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this... Am I being punked?
Am I being a punk?
Am I being punk? What's happening?
Yeah.
You know, and then that was the setup that I was in a panel discussion and Ari was talking something deep.
Yes.
No,
were you just sitting? What is running through your mind as you sat there? Like, what is going on? But I kind of like this. And is it a sign?
The mojo. I was feeding all types of mojo. It was very goosebumpish. It was very weird.
Yeah.
I literally came here for one thing and then I end up on air.
Mm.
And then I'm like, yes, Lord. Okay, cool.
And now you're back.
And now.
With a vengeance.
I am like out here on a Friday morning, 9 to 10. Osea, SF.
Yes.
Out here on Untapped Talent.
But listen, I have to talk to you quickly about, you're now in a corporate vibe-ish. How is that going for you? I know you must love your job, but at the same time, you're just like, oh, I could be queen of the world right now.
The thing about it is that from, okay, so at YFM, you're a newsreader. Mm-hmm. You need to dress nicely, like for when you need to go and do interviews. But as an intern, I could wear anything. The DJs, they could wear anything, yeah. You know? So I go into this corporate gig thinking, okay, yeah, now I'm on air, I can wear anything. No, mm-hmm. honey, corporate, you need to dress, you know, for boardrooms. So it's different. It's different, but it's a lot of discipline.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are meetings, there are, you need to report on things. It's not like mm-hmm. ARs. You know, you go to that AR meeting thing and they tell yeah. you who's doing great, Kaya FM, what FM, yeah. what. It's not like that. It's completely different. And your objectives are different. It's very like businessy, brand intrinsic. You know, you only get one day that's really like one day of the week, which is a Friday usually, a Friday entertainment slots. And that's when you get the feeling of radio where we get someone in who's going to come tell us about their journey,
yes.
so that they inspire our people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got
so
it.
It's quite different, but at the same time, it still satisfies that, you know,
that little thing, something.
The thing inside yeah. of you, you know, the thing that keeps you going as a person. But I definitely want more. Like you said, I want the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now how's the mama? Does the mama feel like, okay, at least she's now sort of businessy and there's hope for this girl? Like, is she happy like
my
that?
My mom, when I was at Y now reading the news, she was like, you know, you need to slow down a bit.
Because
I was like, oh, are you critiquing me now? That's funny.
Yes.
And then when I was at ANN7, I read WHO instead of WHO, like the World Health Organization.
Yeah.
So after the show, she's like, oh, my girl, my friends are going to hear you saying WHO. You must say WHO. She's a doctor, so I feel like those are her things. And she's having a fat laugh, and it's the most hilarious thing. And I was like, oh, you watching?
Yes.
Then I go to her Facebook because she's all over my, you know, social media. I don't yeah. understand. I asked her just not to join Instagram.
But at least the other day, support. I get an invite. It's some sort of support.
On Facebook, I see she took a picture of me on TV.
Ah, wow, mama.
And then she put it up. And I'm like, oh, this is the most adorable thing.
And that's why people think I'm horrible, but I've blocked my parents on social media. Ain't nobody got time for that. Even just having
I
them on WhatsApp.
I want to block her on Instagram because it's just not fair. I don't have any platform
Your
now where
has
I can say
Instagram.
Listen, the other day I got
can
an invite.
Can I stalk her now?
I promise you. Nice. It's doctor_dr.
Of course, she calls it doctor.
dr_sicwebu.
Okay, let me just type this properly. Dr underscore
sicwebu.
Yes, mama. Oh wow! Yes,
you thought I was lying. She's out here.
Five she days ago, me. Birthday exactly. celebration continues. Oh, your mama looks young.
She got that vibe that yes. I hope I you know transfer to my body.
And then she does this like humble brag. Like a couple of weeks ago, she goes, "What a year! Is this a hotel room or is this your house? Because I need to visit your house." Then clearly.
This is us in America. Oh. we were out.
Okay, girl.
It was my first vacay in years because yes. every year I was either YFMing, ANN7 during December vibe. So I hadn't had a break.
Yeah.
And you know how these life things happen to us. I told you off air. I saw flames.
Yeah.
Hot flames, and I was like, ooh, no, I'm going this year. I'm going. I need a break. No.
Yes.
Otherwise, okay. No, I'm not gonna make it.
Well, now I love you even more just because I love your mother. No, like, it's just meant
I'm just
to be.
Like, no, I actually posted about it. I was just like, but we discussed Instagram. That was the only place you were not allowed
That's
to go.
That's out of bounds.
Because I can say lewd things there and not necessarily copy them to
yes.
Facebook. Now
but
you're
now
on
you're
Instagram.
In these streets as
I
well.
Think
it's
I
a problem.
You.
So listen, I want to chat to you some more straight after this. I'm gonna pick your brain about some trending topics.
Yes.
Some people we need to talk about, who you're into, what you're not into, music galore.
Let's do it.
Everything. But before we do that, Avishka on WeChat says, how does ANN7 have so many followers on Twitter? So basically saying, like, how is it possible?
I don't know. That's... But you know the thing about social media, Avishka, is that people can actually buy followers as well. But also there are people who follow you just to laugh or just to be like,
yes.
what? But WTF?
They are improving, though.
Definitely.
They are improving.
Graphics.
That's the upside.
It's just those graphics. They're ridiculous.
They'll get into it.
No, those graphics need
Soon.
To go.
Soon.
But the presenters, definitely, I feel like they're getting...
Yeah.
Okay.
Before we say anything more nasty,
Shh,
this is Untapped Talent with myself, Sia Sangwenifit.
Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com.
Yep, this is Untapped Talent with myself, Siya Sangwenifin. I feel like I'm speaking a bit too fast today. Is that a problem?
Did I do it to you? Because I have the tendency as well.
Maybe it's because I'm excited that you're here.
There's a lot of excitement. That's what's
too
happening.
Too much excitement for the world. Jenny's so co-hosting Untapped Talent with me this morning. So maybe I should ease up. I feel like my...
conversation in the kitchen, you know...
Yes,
back to that.
Yes.
But that's usually very exciting as well.
It's just like heightened.
It's heightened, yeah.
So on that note, let's talk about some things that young people out there are very fixated on, the latest this, that, and everything. First things first, I heard about this, I think it was announced last week, and I felt like I was the only person not excited. Nicki Minaj is coming to the country.
Yeah, okay. That's what I feel as well. Yeah.
And do you know why I feel this way? I think it's because I feel like she's going to pull a Rihanna on us.
And just, you know, half-ass it.
Half-ass, no costume change. What?
Do you think she wouldn't costume change? I'd be very disappointed. Because, you know, as an artist, as a female rapper person, I think she's pretty cool. And it doesn't hurt that I've been told, you know, in some parts that, you know, we have a resemblance. I mean,
okay,
I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with it. I mean, I think...
Let's go with it, girl.
I'm going to go with it. I don't care. It's fine. It also, you look like Nicki Minaj in New York. It happened. And I was like, I heard that back home. I didn't believe them, but I will believe you. Shame.
Uh-huh.
But I like her vibe. I like her what looks like strength.
Mm-hmm.
And the IDGAF type of attitude. I don't give a
yes.
You know, type of vibe. I don't know her on a personal level. I mean, I just, you know.
Do you know, I was in a conversation a while ago. This is like straight after the whole Rihanna concert. And someone said it's because when artists come to South Africa, and the reason artists rarely come to South Africa is because they have to sign like a three-country deal. It's like a three-country deal. So we are part of, I don't know if it's like Australia or if it's like Zimbabwe or something. So
Commonwealth countries.
So that if I am coming from America as Rihanna, I'm just not going to trek all the way to the world, to that side of the world for nothing. So it must be worth it that I'm coming there.
Yeah.
And so because we didn't really get onto that deal, that is why she was like, okay, if the three countries aren't signing, then I'm going to only bring like a third of my concert. So that means like a third of my costumes and a third of my dancers.
Yeah.
I was like, no, if you're going to give something that is less than 100%, then don't come at all.
Don't do it, because the thing is, they know that Africa is a big continent.
Yes.
They know that some of their revenue comes from here.
Yeah.
So I think it only makes sense for them to respect us when they come out. But I think it's also our fault in terms of, you know, we don't respect ourselves. We don't respect our own artists.
True.
So we have this glorified idea because we've seen Beyonce live in Paris. That we have this idea that they're going to come do that here.
Preach.
No, you know, we don't pay our artists enough. We're not going to pay them enough, obviously, for them to do the theatrics and the, you know, pyroclifics and all of that.
Yes.
They're not going to do any of that. They're not going to do any of that stuff. And I think we just need to up our game on a personal level. I mean, it's like Nigeria. I feel like Nigeria is up their game in terms of just delivery.
Yeah,
artists.
I mean, look at all the artists who are now signed international recording deals from Niger who just have, I think it's a confidence thing, like they show who they are, they're proud of their culture and
precisely.
That essence
precisely, and because they just radiate that. I'm we are African, we're from Niger, like, you know, they do West Africa vibe, and then now people are jumping onto that. Like, there's a Wizkid and Drake song, it's a Wizkid remix, Odre Legba, and he's on it. I'm like, bow. Drake, what are you doing on this track? And it's like, okay, that's
exactly.
What's supposed to happen.
And you aren't going to get Kelly Kumalo now collaborating with Beyonce because, well, Kelly was a bad example. She
stop it. Don't do this.
Moving on.
Don't do this.
I'm trying to be nice this morning.
But who do we have in the girl's side? Hey, I mean,
like
I'm glad.
Killer?
Yeah.
In South Africa? You're in the silence for my mama told me you have nothing nice to say. Then
just
don't
keep
say
it moving.
Okay, may I just say this? Someone, surprisingly, she's not one of the biggest stars, as in, like, you know, she's not trending all the time or whatever. But Lyra, she's a very savvy businesswoman. I actually read her book. and I have newfound respect for her. So I'll have to say Lyra.
I need to read that book. But is Lyra going to collaborate with Beyonce? Who's she going to collaborate
with? No, but Lyra, for example, did a movie in Italy and was not a major blockbuster.
It's okay.
Yeah, that one, that word. But as in, which other South African has been, you know, tapped on their shoulder to do something in Italy, for example? So she's making international moves. She's making money moves. And so I think for that reason, solely, two thumbs up.
I think her star has risen and she's done the right things with her hype at the time.
What I'm saying is, if she stayed with 999, would she be where she is now? Just being honest, not throwing shade.
You did that. What are you trying to say about Cece? Okay.
Who's that?
She's even up for a Metro FM award and you're like, who's that? Stop yourself.
Okay.
She's got a new song she signed to Arthur Mafakadi. I don't know what the song is called. I don't know.
Well, let me just close it off by saying Arthur's on ANN7. Moving on.
Yo, he tried it.
I'm going to get kicked today. You are doing this to me.
Oh, blame me.
I'm going to get kicked today. So on that note, by the way, Rihanna also dropped a new album. Are you part of the Navy? That's what she calls
it. It's not the Navy. I just like that song. I haven't heard the whole thing. Everybody else is downloading on the. I'm probably like you in that sense that I'm not gonna jump on iTunes right now. Pay 100 and something.
I'm not feeling it. Hey,
no. I hear the work song on Metro, and I'm like, it's my reggae stuff. I mean, you can see my locks. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're Caribbean. Yeah.
So I'm about that stuff that she does there and that dance move.
Irony is her album is called Anti, and I'm anti.
You're anti.
Oh, I'm so. She's even
no, people who say, no, I'm not even critiquing you. Hey. People speak like that. Anti. Do speak like that. When I grew up in primary school, we called it anti, but anti clockwise.
And then some people come and bye. Just goodbye.
Bye, Solomon.
Just bye. It's not bye, Felicia anymore.
No, Solomon. MTE. It's Solomon. Bye. No, we can't do that.
Well, what I'm just saying is go on with your bad self, Rihanna. Personally, I still am kind of against Rihanna because I feel like she smells.
She smells.
Doesn't she give you that vibe like she smells?
Like she just looks like a bit of funk.
Just like B.O. Because she's always like all up on stage and she's body rolling and she's moving and the sweat.
She's like, and I'm ooh. Like, and then like you look at her social media, she's just out here with a joint in her mouth. Ooh.
I just want to
stank.
Give her
stank.
Just a bath.
Oh my lord, you can't say that. Somebody said that about a local artist the other day. A friend of mine.
Is that bad?
I was so hacked.
All right, but I'm just being honest.
A friend of mine said that about a local artist, a local actress. It's like, friend, she just smells. From her Instagram pictures, she just smells. And I'm like, what is this thing of saying people smell from their pictures?
It's just a vibe.
You look like you smell bad.
I don't know.
You look like you smell good. I mean, like.
But there's some people, like, for example, Julia Roberts as well. I feel like she's an amazing actress, but there's just something
about
earthy
her. And from it's, the ground.
It's that earthiness that, like, she's all Mother Nature, good,
so she
wholesome.
Doesn't do her Senex deodorant, Dove antiperspirant.
You know what?
Lee's looking at me funny.
It's fine. Let's just not judge people. Let's just not side.
You did it. You tried it. You started it and then you got me involved. Like, no, actually.
Let's be nice.
You're taking me
today.
To hell with you if you believe in hell.
Let me drag this show back, ne? So every single week I do this segment called Cover of the Week. And that is when I scour the interweb all up on YouTube. If there's a popular song somewhere and I'm really, really liking it, I like to see how people are making their own interpretation of it, ne?
Yep.
So right now there's a song by Shawn Mendes. It's called Stitches. Shawn Mendes, teenage guy. I'm getting a vibe. Give him 2 years. He's going to be like a Justin Bieber. You'll probably recognize the song as soon as I play it.
Hey, babes, how you doing? Nowadays.
You're now getting with this cougar vibe. Please stop.
Sorry, don't call me a cougar. Do you know how old I am? I'm in my 20s, girls.
Okay.
And the other side of the 20s, okay? The first half. Like, stop it.
Yeah, but he's still young. So, it's fine.
So?
Okay.
What is age? Nothing but a number. You heard, Aaliyah.
Anyway, on YouTube this week, this guy by the name of John Cozart. Cozart. Is it Crozart? Yeah, Mozart's Crozart vibe. He did a cover of the Shawn Mendes song. It's a cover of Stitches, and it's very a cappella.
Mm.
So let's give it a while, ne?
Yes.
It has a lot of instrumentals, but he's doing it all himself.
Okay.
So let us know on WeChat. It's Cliff Central, at CliffCentral.com on Twitter, or at @C_SF. This is this week's cover of the week, right here on Untapped Talent. Needle in the thread, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the thread, gonna wind up dead. Needle in the thread, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the thread, gonna wind up dead. Needle in the thread, gotta get you out of my head. Get you out of my head. You watch me. Yeah, ne? This week's edition of the cover of the week, right here on Untapped Talent. It's John Cozart on YouTube.
I mean, those are nice pipes that he's got there. That's a nice voice that he's got there.
I think it's commendable. Like, every single instrumental you heard, that was him with just like pipes on the floor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he's that sort of authentic, really raw talent. So I think that's kind of nice and commendable. So someone who's ready to chime in and who's doesn't ready, steady, go is our guest this morning. His name is Lee Roberts. Good morning, Lee.
Morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. And you, how are you doing?
Gorgeous.
I feel like he's ready.
I'm born ready.
So you, so you
I
have
told you guys
to
turn up. Yeah. I told you.
So what do you have to say about Mr. John and his YouTube cover?
I think because he's so good naturally,
yeah,
that if he was actually given the real chance with like the studio work and everything, I think he would blow it right out of the park.
Okay.
He sounds like Miguel, actually.
A little bit.
Oof, no, Miguel. Let's please no.
He's just taken.
No, you guys.
He's just taken. Like,
that's a bit a lot. That's a bit too much for me.
Miguel
is number one.
No, Miguel has now the support of Reverb and all of that good stuff from studio. That's him sounding like Miguel-ish naturally.
He's got that fake melisma and everything added in there.
Don't say anything mean about Miguel, you guys.
I love Miguel. I'm actually very hurt that he's
we weren't throwing shade.
He's engaged now.
I feel like you guys sort of are, though. We're going to move past it.
Hashtag no shade, where's my shades?
That's my opportunity. That's my chance to be Miguel's wife gone, because he's now engaged to a hot model.
Jenny just has issues, please. Saying. Okay, let's get to know our guest, please.
Yes.
Thank you. Good morning, Lee. So tell us about yourself. What's your vibe? How old are you? Where are you from?
I'm 18, originally from Durban.
Uh-huh. Oh, where about in Durban?
I lived in Hillcrest.
You're a fanciful one. I just have this connection because I'm also from Durban.
Child, let me tell you.
Yeah, not from... I'm not from Hillcrest. I'm not classy enough.
Bougie.
And then I moved to Johannesburg. I live in Krugersdorp.
Uh-huh. When did you move?
Only in 2012. So okay. I mean, you can hear I'm
it's
Durban,
really
you know.
New. Yeah, you don't have a fake twang vibe like Joe Beggars.
Well, you see, no.
Mm-mm. No.
So yeah, I'm 18. I'm from I live in Krugersdorp now. Mm-hmm. And I'm passionate about the entertainment industry, you know.
Yes.
Acting, presenting, hosting, broadcast, anything
you
that
name
I
it,
can
you'll do
exactly.
It.
Exactly. I want that spotlight.
When did this all start for you? When did you realize, like, yeah, I'm meant to be the Troy Bolton when High School Musical came out?
If I could be as hot as Zac Efron, let me tell you. But you know what? It actually started when I was really young. I always knew that I wanted to be in the entertainment industry. I mean, one of my first art projects that told us to draw what we wanted to be, and I drew a rock star. So I knew since then already. Okay, I don't have a rock voice, as you can hear, so that wasn't gonna happen. But yeah, so I did. I was pursuing it from that age already. I mean, yes. I did all the school productions, nativities and everything. I mean, I did church plays and stuff like that for Christmas and everything. And then when I got to high school, that's when it became mainstream. That's when I decided to get into, you know, theater work, drama, you know, acting, musical theater, you know, all that type of stuff. I pursued it then.
Yeah.
So that's when all the awards came and everything. And that's when I started feeling confident in my abilities.
He's an award winner.
Award winning... Just talent.
Tell us about yourself.
Well,
what have you won?
Tell you.
Yeah.
let me turn up.
Yes, I told you guys.
So I directed and acted while I was at high school. So I got when I was directing, my play didn't win, unfortunately, but we did get best script, best supporting actor, and best supporting actress.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that I was happy with. Mm.
What else?
The other play I wasn't happy with.
Oh, okay.
I wish you could see this in studio right now.
Yeah,
Because so, you can tell what he's very proud of, slick the hair, like, yeah, just go on with your bad self. Yes.
Yeah, of course, I have to mark it.
Okay, okay.
And
yeah,
yeah, so during my acting career in drama and stuff like that, I got my colors, mm-hmm. got colors ties for drama and the musical.
Yes.
Operetta, we called it. And then I also got full colors, and then I got able to get blazers for both drama and
that
culture.
Is awesome. Mm-hmm.
Discretionary awards for outstanding actor. Yes, a trophy for best scripts and stuff like
so
that.
So I'm just sitting here between like award winner this side, award winner that side. You were national what now?
No, national debating champ.
Excuse us.
Debating as well.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're kindred souls. That's what happened.
You know what? Debating is the thing, because you know, you can argue your point and tell them to take several seats.
Yes, be like, point of order, no.
Yeah, like I got best speaker.
Not recognized.
I'm such an underachiever now. Like, what about?
Stop it.
I got best speaker once. I'm sure you did as well.
I have. All the time.
I was
best
even
essays, best poem, like
you know,
like,
when you get chosen to be chairman of the debate, then you like, yes.
I mean, I was the youngest on the team. I was the one with the team that actually won. Mm. The older teams didn't.
I've like, been listen, youngest for this. Everything.
Okay, listen here, you overachievers. Shut up now. Firstly,
don't be jelly.
Second,
don't be jelly, Linda.
Hashtag shade.
Don't be jelly, Linda.
I want to know, and I actually want to ask both of you these questions. This question: if you had to see yourself in 5 years' time, where would you be? What would you like to be doing? Let me start off with you, Lee.
Well, you know what? In 5 years, it's hard to say, because
what's the end goal? Where would you like
to
be?
The end goal, you know, I would like to, you know what Bonang's doing in terms of like E, where she's mm-hmm. the E Africa correspondent and stuff like that. That type of thing I'd love to be doing. Or I'd like to be working in feature films or acting in a mainstream series where I can actually, you know, have a contracted job where I can now be in front of everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone will know my name. I want to be a household name by that time.
Yes, yes. Yeah, just go with it. Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah, and then we're just sitting here pushing buttons. We're like, I need to reassess my life after this. What about you, Jenny?
I see myself as a bona fide entertainment entrepreneur in 5 years, darling.
Yes.
That's a Bonang voice right there. Yeah. I did it right. Can be on Bonang the front row. Front row of Metro FM.
Yes. Jenny, can I not get into trouble today? How many people have you gone and attacked today?
I didn't attack.
And you
anyone.
Can't attack the Queen Bee and stuff like
it's
that.
It's not an attack. Is her voice.
I think we have like a stand here.
It is. I mean, I feel like if I can just
go
be like,
us.
You know, Bonang, an African ETV correspondent, and have Africa Express. What is it? Afternoon Express. And the
Ooh,
front row
D
Metro
gets
FM.
Me, guys. I love her. She's so stylish.
You guys, I'm just sitting here and I'm like, we're going to get
I'm
into
get
so
get
much,
so much trouble.
Trouble
today.
Do you know how wholesome my show is usually?
I listen to a few of
Yeah, but then you...
We're talking about
You know what? Then you invited us, and then you signed your own death warrant, guys.
You're like, this is the week of Ratchet.
Yeah. Justin Jeff.
You did it.
Worst experiences.
So, I want a talk show, basically, by then.
Yeah.
Oprah.
Chopra. Jenny the General. Chopra.
Just get it started in
and
that.
And I'm sure you won $3 billion too, but anyway.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Entertainment and entrepreneur.
Get 12 million
I don't want to be
US
famous.
Dollars.
I want money. What are we going to do with fame?
Yeah.
Famous people die.
You need fame and fortune. It's a combination.
Just
no,
to get $12 million for a tweet, ne?
Like
Oprah.
That's it.
We are not living until we're Oprah status. But I want to know, it's all good and well, ne? That we have these five-year plans and these great big dreams. Let's talk about 2016. It's still the beginning of the year. How are we putting that into practice? What are we getting out of this year? What are we going about to achieve? What's on your list, Lee?
Well, so far, I've had really great opportunities with people that I know and, well, got into contact with me. And I'm so grateful. I mean, for instance, Bruce Davidson, who's actually a tennis analyst and he works in the media industry, he was able to set up for me to shadow at the SABC.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I was able to learn behind the scenes there at their DSTV channel 404 in newsroom with Eben Janssen and those people. Mm-hmm. That was nice to meet them, learn what happens behind the screen and behind the scenes and stuff like that. So that gave me a real perspective as to what I would be going into if I were to be a presenter on, per se, a newsreader like you were.
Yeah.
So it gave me great perspective. But so far, I mean, this opportunity as well, like I'm being here today, it's also given me great perspective to see what goes on behind the scenes in terms of radio. Even though this is web radio, it's still the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it works in the same principle and there's still the same formula for success. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, being on radio or having the opportunity to see what goes on behind the scenes has given me a great opportunity. But so far, so good. I want to be able to explore more, meet more people, learn more. But ultimately, I want to get myself out there. I want to get a job because I haven't been able to study. I mean, I'm a matriculant. Yeah. I don't have the funds to study at performing arts schools and stuff like that. I mean, the one I looked at, won't mention names, started at 79,000 rand a year.
Shucks.
And I ain't got that coin.
Yeah.
Fears must for... Okay.
All
right. No, but sorry.
Let me tell you.
Controversial.
Because... No, because they're private institutions. They don't they don't go with that hashtag fees must fall.
Hi, no. I'm not going to do it.
Okay. I get it. You know, and this is why it's to have this conversation with both of you. It is a... And this is what I started off with you, Jenny, as well, where so many people are just passionate and real and they have this talent. Then the realities of the world and the industry come about and they slap them in the face. So yes. I'm so glad not to get all very... grab a tissue and start crying.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's the tiny little things like having you guys and you're awesome people who really deserve a chance. Just chinchilling this morning and chatting to you. So I hope it means as much to you as it does to me.
Yeah, I mean,
of course.
You saw that.
Why are we getting so deep?
I mean, you did it. You did it.
Feel that emotion,
you wanted to
guys.
Bring us down to, like, let's stop the controversy. And, like,
yeah, can we get back to wretchedness? But seriously, though, with you, Jenny, what's on your list to basically kick out of the park in 2016?
So, my boss asked me, what is the one thing you promised yourself? What's your one goal for this
your
year?
Your boss asked you that?
Yeah,
That's very serious. Like,
she
why
and
would
I
you...
are, like, soul people.
Yeah, I'm like, do you talk about the Monday?
We talk about
board
soul
boss and employee, guys.
About,
that relationship is
we talk
strong.
About she, first of all.
Okay.
She, boss ladies out here, you know.
Yeah.
So she is an oracle. She's like a well of wisdom, and she's always like pumping me with like, you know what you say. It's not what you say. It's how you say it. If you say, sure. I just want to make a callback, then you'll just get a callback. God heard you. The universe heard you.
Yeah.
You're just gonna get a callback. You should say, I want a role, and then three more by the 10th of September. That's exactly how specific you need to be to get what it is that you need. But anyway,
yes.
She had asked me, what is the one thing you promised yourself this year? And I was like, to talk less and act more. And that Tuesday, it was a Tuesday when she was like, when my friend, Amochidi,
mm-hmm.
Shout out to her. When she was like, I'm coming through for an interview. Ari is having me, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and I was like, okay, I'm coming. I'll get the numbers and then I'll see you. I'll hear your interview.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those. That was a talk less, act more move for me. It was like, okay, it's time now.
Yeah.
I took a nice little picture with Gareth Cliff that time when he was at the agency and I told him about what I want to do. That wasn't acting.
And things happened.
Yeah.
And things happened after that.
So it's talk less, act more. It's just be unapologetically driven and brave enough to put yourself out there. Because in this industry, you know, whereas all of these things that we've spoken about this morning, you know, sexual harassment and you know, people needing to barter with their womanhood to get somewhere in the world, that stuff happens everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But because this industry is so small and, you know, everything is sort of concentrated because it's few players in the game and all of them, few big players in the game and all of them have a plethora of youngins who are trying to make it.
Mm.
And so they have so many people to exploit and things like that. So
you just got to work hard.
It's a tougher industry. Yeah. It's definitely a tougher industry.
So I on that point, actually, from both of you, what would you like to see from the industry in 2016? Any people less of, specifically more situations? What would you like to see of? Let me start with you, Lee.
You know what? I've always had this thought. I mean, I was thinking about it last year already when I was deciding, what am I going to do with my life?
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking about it. I was thinking, this industry is tiny. Where's the exposure?
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest exposure that we have now is probably Bonang, who's actually working internationally, or, you know, those
Mini.
Types of things like those shows.
Yeah.
That one on that channel there, that lifestyle show, you know?
What? Top Billing.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
you
no.
can say names, hey.
I'm like, there's so many channels. I'm not going to get
so, like,
yeah.
that type of stuff, they won't relinquish that title of being the top of where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously not. They're established institutions. But I think we need to make this industry bigger. We need to get noticed. We need to broadcast ourselves to a larger audience across the globe.
Yeah.
I think what I would like to do personally as a person in the entertainment industry myself is use that as a forum to grow the industry, but also help young people like myself who are in my situation, who can't, you know, get that break or get to where they want to be. I want to be able to help them do that. And I think the industry needs to be bigger in order to actually cater for more people.
Yeah.
And also a larger spectrum of people as well, because we don't see enough diversity as it is.
But more than that, I think also I want to shout out all the people who are actually being so innovative in what they do and how they do it.
Absolutely.
You know, even just during the Cover of the Week segments every single week, these are people who are just like sitting at home. They're like, Mom, what can I actually do? And they upload it onto YouTube.
Yeah.
Then Sia decides to play it on Untapped Talent.
Yes.
But also someone who's doing that in South Africa as well. I have to shout out at Pharaohfi, just because she also shouted me out for my birthday this weekend. but she is so hilarious. You need to follow her on Twitter, on Instagram. She's making these hilarious videos.
Like,
and
love her.
More than that, also has a YouTube channel of her own. So it's people like that who are really being so innovative.
But the industry is a hustle as it is.
Yeah. And look at her now. She's going up.
Following
this is going to be a big
really
year
climbing.
For you.
It's really big, climbing.
Yeah. So what about you personally, Jenny? What would you like to see more of, less of in 2016 in the industry?
I want to see less of abuse. Like, there are so many people who are abusing us. I mean, Tsiki Mazwai, like, she's abusing us. With all of that controversy and wanting to stay relevant, with always being in a tour. Stop it. You're smart.
Let go.
You're a literary genius. You're a spoken word pioneer. Stop it. You're bigger than that.
You know, when you said abuse, I thought we were going to get very deep. Meanwhile,
no,
you're just like,
we're being abused by these people and their beefs and their stuffs and their tours.
They're stealing that light, hey? They need to now turn it off and go back home.
They're abusing us. Okay? They need to stop that.
Okay.
What I want to see more of, I love... You know, like you said, the innovators, Salamina Mosese and another woman, forget her name, sorry. They started their own channel. And that's a big deal.
And it's online TV, isn't it?
That's a big deal, guys.
So kudos on people like that.
You know
what
I'm saying? So I want to see more of people just, you know, saying, fine, you won't give me a shot, I'm going to do it myself. Like you said, you know, Farida is hilarious. Mushendiki.
Yes.
He does his in Vernac, but it's still back, you know, it's still really funny. And you know, people are, he's at SAFM this morning. That morning he's there.
Signed on with MTV. So Jazz. Yes.
I saw that actually. He was wearing like pink stuff and he was like, hey, catch me on MTV. Oh, yes, Mushe. Shout out to you.
So Miss Jenny though. Thank you so much for being here this morning. Look at that, an hour already done and dusted.
I know, it's so
ridiculous. That's not fun when you think of it that way.
Time has gone.
But you've been absolutely awesome. Mr. Lee,
thank you.
I hope you enjoyed your morning here, because you started off with, you know...
Yeah, I was here early.
With us, with the Gareth Cliff Show, and you're now here. I really hope you got like a good chunk of something or the other from spending the morning with us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yay, I'm glad that you guys are awesome and you were here with me, and it's just... Fun times, good times.
So
I am complaining.
That's Friday. That's how Fridays start.
That's
how Fridays must start, guys.
All day.
So high five to you
guys.
Let's
go
home.
That's it. Yeah.
It's time for a vacay.
So thank you so much to my special guest co-host and my guest for joining me in studio this morning. And more especially, thank you for listening. We do this every single Friday right here on cliffcentral.com. My name is Sia, and I'll see you.
Untapped talent on cliffcentral.com.